Today we come to the finale of 3 Sundays of parables about the kingdom of God that we've been hearing from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. Over these last 3 Sundays, Jesus has been imploring images that we are used to, that we have an experience of, to explain the spiritual reality of the kingdom of God. We've heard over the last 2 Sundays about the soil, about the seed, about the weed and the wheat. And today Jesus adds 3 new images: a treasure, a pearl, and a great dragnet of fish. It's important for us to hear these parables about the kingdom of God and to reflect on them because, as we've been discussing, God's kingdom is already in our midst. God's kingdom is in every heart and soul that is alive with his grace. So the kingdom of God is alive in each and every one of us who have been baptized and who are living in a state of grace. The kingdom of God is present in our world through us, as if in seed form. And we also know that the kingdom of God awaits its fullest flowering. It awaits its fullest manifestation at the end of time. We've heard about how God scatters the seed of his kingdom freely, generously, bountifully, we might even say carelessly, because he throws it out with generosity, waiting for a response. And on our part, we have to have the soil to receive that word, that seed, the soil of our hearts and souls. We heard last Sunday how the weeds and the wheat are allowed to grow up together. And God doesn't pull out the weeds. He lets them grow. And sometimes we wonder, well, why doesn't God pull out the weeds? Why doesn't God get rid of all of the evil and just put an end to it? It's because God is patient. Because God is waiting for conversion. God desires conversion. That's why he gives his gifts freely. And when we ask that question, why doesn't God pull out the weeds from the wheat? We are making a presumption. We're presuming that we, in fact, are wheat and not weeds. Why doesn't God deal with the other guy? But there are areas of ourselves that need attention. Weeds that need to be pulled out, soil that needs to be cultivated. Today we have these 3 new images which explain 3 additional aspects of the kingdom of God. The treasure. We're told that the man who finds the treasure sells everything that he has, everything, in order to buy the field where he can find that treasure. And we're meant to understand that the kingdom of God is like that treasure. It's something that we should be willing to sell everything for. We remember the disciples in the Gospels. When Jesus calls them, they leave everything behind to follow him. And that type of commitment, even that type of commitment to Jesus, scares us. It scares us because we're always afraid of what we're going to lose. That's the first thing that we think about. Will I lose the esteem of my colleagues if they find out that I'm a Catholic Christian? Will I lose friends or some sort of position that I can't be in any longer because it conflicts with my faith. Perhaps it might involve our family. Maybe there might be family tension because we seek to live everything for the sake of the kingdom. Jesus says in the Gospels that if you love father or mother, wife or husband, child more than me, you're not worthy of me. And that scares us because we're focused on what we're going to lose. But Jesus also says in the Gospels, seek first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be given to you besides. Faith, the kingdom of God, is indeed a great treasure. And God will not leave us wanting in any way when we are pursuing his kingdom. St. Paul said it in the second reading today. All things work out for those who put their faith and trust in God. All things, period. Jesus then also goes on to give us the image of the pearl of great price. And here, friends, notice the urgency. The merchant, he's going out and looking for the pearl. He's going far and wide, hither and yon, looking all over to find this pearl of great price. And when he finds it, he sells everything to buy it. There's urgency when it comes to our faith. There's an urgency when we think about our relationship with God. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't always feel that urgency. We don't always feel the drive to work on our relationship with God, to deepen our love for Jesus, to come to Mass on Sunday. But there is urgency when it comes to our faith. It's something we should be seeking out, something we should be working on, something that should be a drive in our life. Because the kingdom is worth it, the kingdom is a pearl of great price. And so why this urgency? Well, Jesus explains it in the very last of the images he gives us today, the great catch of fish, the dragnet. It was common at the time of Jesus for fishermen to throw a net between two boats. And as they went along, the net would literally catch everything that swam by as the boat went on. And then they would take that net to the shore. And on the shore, they would separate the fish, the edible fish in one pile, the inedible fish to be discarded, to be thrown away. Well, Jesus tells us that there will come a time of separation. There will come a time when God will separate the weeds from the wheat, the edible fish from the inedible fish. It will come at the end of our lives when we stand before the judgment seat of God and he sorts out the good from the bad. So there is an urgency because we don't have an unlimited time frame. We are limited. And every day that God gives us is a gift. It's a day to deepen our relationship with him, to seek the kingdom, and to seek to spread God's kingdom. My friends, the kingdom of heaven, it's alive and well in our hearts, in our lives and souls that are alive by God's grace. And it's alive and well in his church. God's church is the visible institution that Jesus established to build up the kingdom of God here on earth and cast out that wide net and invite people in of all kinds and sorts. And likewise, the kingdom of God is alive in our parish because our parish community is part of that visible institution of the church established by Jesus. And here at St. Mark, we have a very beautiful mission to know Jesus, and to make him known. Making Jesus known to our community, I would say, is the mission of the kingdom in the 21st century. To make Jesus known to those who have never heard of him, to those maybe who don't think he's important, maybe those who have grown lukewarm, or those who have lost their urgency. We come here today to cultivate the seeds of the kingdom of God in our own hearts and in our own lives. And then it is our calling to go out with that good news of the kingdom, and to invite many, many people in to experience the joy of God's kingdom.